This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the things about some workplaces in this pandemic is that some of them bring with them some peril. There's some risk. President Biden's done a couple of things to try to manage that risk. He's ordered government agencies to strengthen workplace safety rules and that it be made clear that workers who won't work because they feel unsafe should qualify for unemployment benefits. Until now, that has been less than clear. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Crystal Clifton had been working at a restaurant in a small town in rural Virginia, on and off for the past decade or so. But when the pandemic hit, the work suddenly became risky.
And I was just afraid to have that close contact because it wouldn't be no way to put yourself 6 foot apart. With my circumstances, if I get it, I might be one of them that didn't make it.
Clifton has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, high blood pressure, and a heart condition. All put her at increased risk from COVID-19, and she says not many people are wearing masks in her town. In May, her boss asked her to return to work after the initial lockdown ended.
And I told her I was still afraid to right now.
Clifton's employer notified the state she had voluntarily quit, which stripped her of the unemployment benefits she had been getting since March. She and her boyfriend are now getting by on his disability check and food stamps. She says she's been unable to pay for medical expenses, her car loan, or utility bills, and she worries her heat will soon be turned off.
We're like 20-some degrees right now, and snowing. A lot of hardship. You know, it's hard to make it with no money.
Clifton has been getting help appealing her unemployment claim from attorney Pat Levy Lavelle at the Legal Aid Justice Center in Virginia. He believes Clifton should qualify for benefits, but her claim that she refused work for safety reasons hasn't been evaluated yet.
So in Virginia, when somebody refuses work, the state agency looks on a case-by-case basis as to why the job refusal happened. And as with many states, is months and months behind on case processing.
The lack of clear federal guidance on this issue has led to a patchwork of different standards from state to state and case to case that has left workers not knowing where they stand, says Andrew Stettner of the Century Foundation.
People were really kind of put in a it's your money or your life situation. Or they could refuse to go back to work, but they had no guidance about it.
He says there's been a spike in unemployment claims being denied because the applicant was deemed to have quit or refused work.
This has been perhaps the most common reason that people have been denied unemployment benefits during this period.
But the numbers are all over the map. Stettner's analysis of federal data found Nebraska, for instance, denied about 30 times more of these unemployment cases than California between March and December, even though its population is about 20 times smaller. New federal guidance won't completely erase those differences, but it could send a powerful signal to workers who otherwise wouldn't know their rights. Mazahir Saleh directs the Center for Worker Justice of Eastern Iowa, which assists low-wage essential workers.
People will trust the president. If the president say the sun tomorrow, they will say, yeah.
She says Biden's message about workplace safety could give more workers confidence to speak out. To qualify for unemployment, workers will need to offer some proof of safety concerns. Crystal Clifton in Virginia hopes it will help her finally get some answers about her unemployment claim.
Even though you don't sleep a lot because everything's on your mind, it's like a nightmare you can't wake up from.
It's been 8 months since she's received an unemployment payment. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.